Toronto, Ontario Premier Doug Ford has offered one of his clearest signals yet that an early provincial election is top of mind, arguing Monday that he will need a new mandate in order to deal with 4 years of a Donald Trump presidency in the United States. Ontario's next provincial election is scheduled for June 2026, but over the past several months, Ford has left the door open to calling a vote before then. On Monday, Ford appeared prepared to walk through that door. "We need a clear mandate, not for tomorrow, not for the next day, for 4 years of dealing with our American friends," Ford said. Trump did not specifically mention Canada or his threat to impose 25% tariffs in his inauguration speech Monday, despite warning earlier that tariffs could come on day one. Later in the day, Trump suggested those tariffs could come on February 1st. An official with the incoming U.S. administration indicated Monday that the president will tell federal agencies to study trade issues, including alleged unfair trade and currency practices by Canada, Mexico, and China. And in the speech, Trump spoke of boosting American manufacturing, in particular building more cars. Ford said he believes the situation was worse Monday than it was before the inauguration. "I feel he's going to be targeting Canada, specifically Ontario, because we're the manufacturing might, and it's very concerning," he said. The premier's messaging has appeared to evolve from suggestions he made earlier this month that he would need a new mandate to counter the effects of tariffs once they are in place. "I think if it comes to it, and we have to spend tens of billions of dollars, we go to the people, let the people decide," he said a week ago. NDP leader Marit Stiles said Ford's new argument that he needs a new mandate to deal with Trump and his as yet unfulfilled threats makes no sense when he is already the premier. She argued Ford has already been entrusted with steering the province's economy. "You're the premier of the province," she said. "This is your mandate. It is your job every single day to fight for every single Ontarian and their jobs." This report by the Canadian Press was first published January 20, 2025. Allison Jones and Liam Casey, The Canadian Press.